I want to talk about some more of the autism and education, but also spanning it out to growth and opportunity and being evaluated with different options based off of the autistic phenotype. Humans love to judge others. We're constantly evaluating others. And then we have this kind of innate construction of how others should be, what they need to do, what they can and cannot do and should do, and so forth. And growing up in school, and school is the big one here because the amount of time children through the teenage years are in school. And they have a lot of influences. They have a lot of people telling them, rather, kind of trying to build them up, Lev Vygotsky style. When people are viewing the autistic phenotype, especially, they have a lot of opinions because it goes back to, can you fit in or not? And are you like the so-called normal people or not? And this is big because the other can get a little bit of conflict there because of when other people are not in that construction that they've built up. Be it an educator or a parent, friend, family, therapy worker, whatever the case, stranger, whenever they are met with the autistic phenotype, there's a lot of conflict for the other person. Maybe not so much anymore, but especially in the 90s, whenever I went through high school. And I think still today, I think that's true t still today. We are constantly being kind of shuttled into this construction that others built up, the social norms that people build up. And because we are forced into that, it causes a lot of conflict for the autistic phenotype. Maybe not even understood by society, what this is doing. And instead of understanding the autistic phenotype, instead, we're kind of forced into this construction that is just completely in contrast of what we can do. What we even enjoy and want to do. Two different things there. And something that is a big problem because of the education and the time, autistics aren't utilized. They're not developed into their specific phenotype. They're developed because of the background and understanding of both the education system and their education, but also the specific construction of that specific person. That specific person from the outside viewing in has this construction of what others should be like. And whenever this happens, the other person, because this is what humans do, we will speak. And what we're trying to accomplish, what they're trying to accomplish by speaking, is to calm them because of they're observing something that is not within their realm of this construction. So they will speak to the autistic person or anybody. It's not limited to autism. they will speak to this other person about, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. You have to do this. You have to fit into this. And that's a bad situation. For the autistic phenotype, it's limiting the growth and the abilities. And I think this is still a problem. This was a huge problem for me. Education, from the previous episodes about the B3 especially, the 45, 50 minutes in this subject, and then change. 45, 50 minutes in this subject, and change. And you're just repeating that all day, every day. It's not working. The only thing that I could do in high school is art class. And it helped that I enjoyed it and I could do it, but it was just me. Me and whatever was going on. And I could express it for 45, 50 minutes, whatever the case. All other classes, I could not keep up, especially by the time of high school. I was so far lost. The only reason I graduated high school is because a newer male teacher changed an F to a D minus the second semester of my senior year within the last week or so. I covered that in the Autism and Education episode. I was so far gone. I was just ready to move on. And that really prevented a lot of different opportunities going into young adult and middle adult even, until I could really control my environment better. And it's not that I didn't want to do other things. We covered the neuroplasticity as well. We build up these memories. And these expectations, learning and memory builds rules based off of the expectation. How are you going to navigate society? Based off of these, we have internal calculators. They're predicting values. That's a foremost basis of the brain. It's predicting, learning and predicting. Whenever autistics are navigating this social world, and the tendency, the human nature aspect of other people forcing, even directly or indirectly, they probably don't even know. This is because it's so innate. Humans force other people into this facade construction. And it's very harmful. Still in 2024, education has not evolved to fit this. Society as a large, not so much either, but if we zoom into a specific setting, the education setting, then we can evaluate this. How to educate other people, especially the ones in the role that interact, and this is their objective. How to teach that even at large, removing autism out of it, how to teach them that you are evaluating this based off of this construction that you've created. And if somebody is not in line with that, you are going to have massive amounts of conflict, and you are going to inject yourself into it to try to settle this, because that settles you. That is how the nervous system works. I just see all of these people trying to help. And I'm not saying their spirit is not there. I'm just thinking that their ability is lacking. And I'm not taking shots at other people here. But what is happening is not working. Understand the autistic phenotype and nurture it. There are roles in society. There are roles for the autistic phenotype that can strive. The idea of superpowers versus super deficits, sometimes it's complicated based off of the severity of the autistic. But even severe autistics likely have an ability to do things that are really great. Instead of keeping everybody boxed into this construction, grow the specific phenotype based off of the specific phenotype.